Hey guys, it's Sonia, and welcome back to the You Are Blossoming podcast, where we talk about spirituality, self-betterment, and all of the things that actually matter in life. I hope you guys are having a great start to your week. If you feel like you're down in the dumps and nothing's going your way, this is your moment right now to change your perspective, shift out of that energy, and trust that you can be a happy person. It all has to do with your choices. I want you to say, I'm proud of myself. I want you to take a deep breath and release any of that toxic negativity that you've been holding on to, because today's episode is going to give you the tools and the magic to realize the power that you have within yourself to truly shift out of that low vibrational frequency and step into your highest self and show up as that person that you've always wanted to be. We're going to be talking about 7 lessons that will help you succeed in life. These are the lessons that I've learned throughout my journey. And let me tell you, I have been on a rocky roller coaster. Life is a rocky roller coaster, and you don't have to suffer in life. It's all about your choices, as I said in the beginning. And as soon as you choose to really live in the present moment and believe in yourself, love yourself, trust yourself, that's when you can shift into that happy person. Before we get into it, I just want to give you a quick update. Last week's episode, I talked about 6 ways how you can raise your vibration and shift out of that negative energy. Since recording that podcast, I've done all of those things that I mentioned to do, and I just feel like a much happier person. I feel free and light. I have so much more clarity on where I'm going in life and the things that were blocking me. I'm learning to release them and let them go. So if you want some more advice on how to really take your power back and raise your vibration, I highly suggest going back to episode 8 and listening to that episode, because it will really help you. But I'm excited for today's episode, because we're doing 7 lessons that will help you succeed in life. And these are life lessons that you will learn throughout your journey of blossoming into your highest self. And these things will help you get closer to your highest self. So I hope you're ready. If you want to take some notes, grab a notepad, or even type it out on your computer, whatever, or just enjoy it as you're driving to work or wherever you're going. I want this episode to really sink in and just make you feel good and give you the power to know that you are exactly where you need to be and you're listening to this episode for a reason. So let's get into it, shall we? The very first lesson that will help you succeed in life is to remember that you have time. We live in a society where everything is so fast-paced and we want our results right away, especially if you're a millennial or even a Gen Z. We're surrounded by people who are trying to make their dreams happen and succeeding at their goals that they set for themselves. And it's so easy to compare our timeline to somebody else's. But remembering that you are on your very own journey, and however you get to your goals is perfectly fine and okay. And we don't have to rush the process. We need to stop rushing to get to the finish line, because good things take time and you have so much time. When we put this emphasis on ourselves and we think, oh my gosh, I'm in my late 20s, I haven't even gotten to where I want to be yet, or even if you're in your early 20s, okay? You are so young and you have so much life to learn, so much life to experience, that you are on the path that you're meant to be on. And however you get to where you want to be is how you're going to get there. And we need to stop focusing on the end goal and when we're going to get there. Yes, we want to visualize our goals and we want to feel what it feels like to get to our goal. But we have to be in the present moment and enjoy the journey of getting there, because the only time that exists is the present tense, is right now. Wherever you're listening to this podcast episode, wherever you are tuning in, is right now. It's not the past. The past is gone. The past is over. The future, we can't predict. And we need to stop projecting ourselves into the future and remember to live and breathe in this present moment and remind ourselves that we have time. So much of my career, I constantly put this emphasis on the fact that I'm almost 30 and I feel like I haven't accomplished all of the things that I really thought that I would accomplish by now. But when we put those expectations on ourselves, it basically makes all of the other accomplishments that we've already achieved inferior. And that's not good. We have to give ourselves credit for all that we've achieved, even in this timeline, whatever timeline you're working with. Always look back on your achievements and don't think that just because you haven't gotten to where you want to be yet isn't a good thing. Knowing that we have a lifetime ahead of us to accomplish all the things that we want is a healthier mindset than saying, okay, I need to hit this goal by the time I'm 30 or by the time I'm 25. Or by the time I'm 22. Everyone's timeline is different, and so reminding ourselves of that is one of the most important life lessons to help you succeed in life. Lesson number two is to look at life with the mindset of what's the best that could happen. Just the other day, I was scrolling through TikTok and I came across this girl's video, and she was in a coffee shop, overheard two girls talking, and one girl was giving her friend advice, and this is what she said: look at life with the mindset of what's the best that could happen. She then said, mindfully manifest good things to happen without putting any worries or fears on the outcome. When I heard this, oh my gosh, this was exactly like what I needed to hear. Because anytime I post on Instagram or whatever I'm doing, if it's a big project that I'm doing, I'm always thinking about, what if this tanks? What if this goes wrong? Or what if this fails? At the get-go, I'm putting a disservice to my success because I'm constantly thinking about how this is going to go wrong. And that is the most unhealthy mindset to be in. And so I encourage you, and I'm encouraging myself, to switch that mindset into thinking, what's the best that could happen? When we lead with this mindset, it will keep you open, free, and so much happier because we're not putting those negative expectations on the things that we desire the most. And when we put that negative expectation, we create that resistance between even getting to that successful point. Looking at life with the mindset of what's the best that could happen, what's the best case scenario, what if it works out? Start leading with that intention before you post on Instagram or before you launch a project or before you go to a social gathering. If you suffer with social anxiety, think about, what if I meet someone super cool that I just click and vibe with? Setting those intentions are so important. And whenever we set a positive intention, we let the universe know, listen, I am open, I am free, and I am available to receive this good blessing. But when we say it in a negative way, when we put a negative intention out into the universe, we only get back that negative feeling, because remember, like attracts like. If you're negative, you're only going to live in that negative cycle. But if you're positive and open, positive blessings are going to run through your body and you're going to be so grateful and happy that you decided to lead with that positive intention. So always look at life with the mindset of what's the best that could happen. The third lesson is to build a strong relationship with yourself. You need to honor your strengths and give yourself the value and the validation that you deserve. We constantly seek validation from external resources, from our friends, our family, from strangers. We constantly crave that external validation. But we have to remember that the true validation comes from within. Your opinion is the only opinion that actually matters in your life, because guess what? You're living with yourself to the day that you transcend. And so if you're constantly belittling yourself, talking negative and down to yourself, you're only gonna live and stay in this unhappy cycle of your life. Why not enjoy your life and accept who you are love who you are, and cherish that relationship that you have with yourself, because you are the only person that knows who you truly are. Whatever strengths you have, rock those strengths. Be confident in your strengths and don't dwell on your weaknesses. Your weaknesses are just as good as your strengths, because guess what? You can change your mindset today. Again, as I said, your choices, you can choose to work on your weaknesses and better yourself from your weaknesses and not let your weaknesses hold you back. So honor your strengths, give yourself that value and the validation that you deserve, because the relationship that you have with yourself determines the happiness of your life. So make sure to feed and nourish your soul with the things that make you strong, free, and light. What makes you strong? What makes you feel free? And what makes you feel light? Channel those energies, channel those feelings, because when you channel those feelings, that's what you are and that's what you become. So building a strong relationship with yourself is one of the most important lessons in life for you to have a successful life. Because if you are happy and grateful and you love who you are, you're succeeding more than you know. You know how many people that live on this earth that are depressed, dwelling in the past, or projecting themselves into the future, and they're choosing to feel that way? When you choose to be happy and grateful, no matter the circumstances that you're going through, that's gonna get you through life so much easier, because you're not playing the victim anymore. We need to stop playing the victim, and we need to be the victor of our victorious life. Because we have the possibility to have a very victorious life. We just have to choose to embody it, be it, feel it, believe it. Building a strong relationship with yourself also means creating those boundaries. And so this is going to go into lesson number 4, which is to surround yourself with good people. And that means even the people that you follow on social media. The moment you open Instagram or TikTok or whatever social platform that you enjoy or that you used to enjoy, and you start scrolling and you just feel like you're operating this lack mindset because of what you're seeing, then I think it's time for you to take 2 seconds, mute whoever isn't serving you at the moment, or unfollow that person. Because again, your network is your net worth. And if you're surrounding yourself with people that don't inspire you or make you feel less than it's time to reevaluate your social network and make it a more enjoyable one. Now, I want you to get to a point where you don't even have to mute people or unfollow people. I want you to be so confident within yourself that you don't even have to do that. But again, it takes time. It takes setting those boundaries, and eventually you will get there. But the first thing that you need to do, why are you feeling this way whenever you see someone's content or whenever you run into somebody that kind of lowers your energy? You know, why do you feel that way? Once you understand why you feel that way, then you can do what's necessary to make you feel good instead of feeling bad. I want you to get to a point where you don't even have to do that anymore, where you're so confident in yourself that you love your situation and your life that you're not comparing yourself to other people. Because if you're comparing yourself to the people that are around you, it's unhealthy and it's not good, because you're going to be constantly cycling in that lack mindset because you don't have what that person has. So let go of the people and the things that drain you. If social media is draining you right now, take a break. If your friend, or you think is your friend, is making you feel inferior, distance yourself. Set that boundary between you and that friend, because that's not a good friend. You don't want to surround yourself with people that make you feel like you're not good or that your dreams are too big for them. Which leads into lesson number 5. Don't expect anything from anyone. Turn your expectations into appreciation. When we constantly seek the validation from our friends, from our family, and they don't give it to us, it's time that we cut that expectation on them. Because again, they're their own people. They don't owe you anything. You don't owe them anything. Understanding that that is a healthy boundary to have between you and that person is a good thing. Remember to not expect anything from anyone, even if it is in a friendship. Obviously, there is the give and take scenario. And if you're constantly giving to that person, then that person is just a taker and you need to do something about that relationship. set that boundary between that relationship, maybe not give so much. When you turn your expectations into appreciation, that's when the magic freaking happens, okay? The true joy in life is to give and not expect anything in return. And so if you're gonna give, give with your heart. Don't expect that other person to give you anything back. And that's where a lot of friendships can go sour, because if you're constantly giving, and that person isn't going to give back to you, then it's time to reevaluate. Maybe you need to not be friends with that person or give from your heart and not expect anything from them. The more expectations you put on yourself and others, you give your power to those external things, when really you need to give the power to yourself. For me, what I was struggling with was posting on social media, okay? I felt like I was just serving and giving my best content, my best creativity. And when I was putting the expectation of receiving X amount of likes or views, that was doing me an injustice, because it made me feel that, okay, if I don't hit X amount of likes, then obviously this post wasn't good enough. No. The post is extravagant. The post is great. We have to remind ourselves that we are doing amazing, and we don't need external validation to make us feel like we're doing amazing. What we need to feel is that we need to feel that we're doing amazing. Okay. Emphasis on the feel, because we're acting as if. When you act as if, you show up as that person. So when I act as if my content is amazing, it's great. My content is amazing and great because that's what I feel. And I don't need any other external validation to reassure me. We need to reassure ourselves all the time and have that confidence within ourselves to not expect anything from anyone and to just give wholeheartedly from our hearts, create from our hearts, and not expect anything in return. Because when we expect stuff, we're putting expectations on things. And then when we put expectations on things and we don't receive whatever it is that we expect, it makes us feel down. It puts us in that spiraling moment that we're all so wanting to get out of. And so again, it's your choices. Don't expect anything from anyone. Just give without wanting anything in return. Lesson number 6 is to stop putting your happiness into external things, okay? You create your own happiness. Throughout this podcast, I've mentioned that many times. So this is a very, very important lesson in order for you to succeed in life, is to stop putting your happiness into external things and know that you yourself are the only thing that's gonna make you happy. You can choose to be happy. You can choose to be sad. Which one are you gonna choose? Are you gonna choose to dwell in the past or project yourself in the future? Or are you going to choose to be happy in this present moment and work on yourself in this present moment and shift into that high vibration? I think you're going to choose to be in the present moment, be happy, and to shift into that positive frequency that we can all be in tune with. We just have to align ourselves with that. And the way that we align ourselves with that is to start by making that choice. The choice can be hard, because I know sometimes it feels good, as morbid as that sounds, it feels good to dwell and be sad. Because when we self-deprecate and self-sabotage ourselves, we want other people to like do that, right? Because we want to feel like, oh, I'm not alone. But that's not healthy. You don't want the people around you to be sad with you. You want the people around you to uplift your energy and make you feel good. And how are you going to do that? You yourself are going to emanate that positive energy, so you can transmit that energy to the people that are around you, so they can transmit that energy back to you. Energy is transferable. If you're having a bad day and someone cuts you off and you start to have road rage and you're angry, you're transmitting that energy out into the universe and you're sending that negative energy out. So then that negative energy is gonna come back to you. It's called karma. But let's say you're having a good time, you know, you're jamming in your car, someone cuts you off, and you're just like, oh, don't worry about it, man. Don't worry about it, sweetheart. That's the type of energy that we want to reside in. I'm not telling you that you can't feel your emotions, and I'm not telling you that you can't be angry sometimes, because we have emotions for a reason. We have to feel those emotions and go through them. But it's a difference when you're constantly feeling those emotions and choosing to feel those emotions all the time. You can choose to shift out of that energy whenever you want to. And that's when self-growth comes in to play, is when you can decide, all right, well, that person cut me off. Okay, I had my little road rage moment. You know what? I'm not gonna let this affect the rest of my day. I let out what I had to let out, and I'm gonna change my whole frequency because I'm not gonna let that frequency run throughout my energy for the rest of the day. It's not a shitty day, and it's not a shitty life. It was a shitty moment. Your day is compiled with so many different moments that shitty moment doesn't have to overshadow all of the other little good moments that happen throughout your day. So stop putting your happiness into external things. Remember that you create your own happiness. You create your own love and light. And if you want to feel free, if you want to feel good, choose to feel free and choose to feel good. The very last lesson and the most important lesson of them all to truly succeed in life is to accept yourself because you are your own ride or die. Okay, what does that mean? You're gonna be with yourself to the day that you transcend into the next realm, into the next universe. So why not accept yourself now? Why not love yourself now and enjoy the freaking journey? We were all chosen to be in this 3D world for a reason. So what are you gonna do with yourself? What are you gonna do for yourself and for others in this 3D realm? You're gonna accept yourself. You're gonna love yourself because when you accept and love yourself, you're able to accept and love other people, even if there are differences. It's healthy to have differences. Otherwise, we'd be living in a cookie cutter type of world. And there's beauty in having differences, but there's also beauty in accepting other people's differences. And how do you do that? How are you able to accept other people's differences is when you accept yourself, when you respect yourself, and you have love for yourself. Because when you do that, again, like I said, when you choose to be happy, you emanate that energy. When you accept yourself and you love yourself, you emanate that energy. And other people, when they're in your presence, they wanna have that same exact vibe that you have. And what are they gonna do? They're gonna accept themselves. They're gonna show up and be themselves because that's what true happiness is. It's just accepting and being yourself no matter what. Not putting any expectations on yourself or thinking that you need to act this way or be that way. No, you just have to act and be the way in whichever way you want to be. And obviously we want that to be a positive thing. We don't want you to be a negative person. We want you to be a positive person because love is what makes the world go round. And when we can love ourselves and accept ourselves for who we are, that's the most amazing lesson in life, to truly just be happy and content with who you are. And remember that you can achieve whatever goals that you want to achieve. But that starts with accepting yourself. So to wrap up today's episode, I'm gonna pull an affirmation card. Let's see what affirmation Spirit wants you to affirm today, this week, this month, whenever you listen to this podcast. Believing in spiritual guidance gives me certainty and the freedom to keep dreaming, even when I can't see the result. Wow. Okay. So this is absolutely an amazing affirmation for this episode because, again, we're talking about living in the present moment, accepting who we are and wherever we are, loving who we are, building that strong relationship with ourselves, and remembering that we have time. Believing in the spiritual guidance gives me certainty and the freedom to keep dreaming, even when I can't see the result. So if you've been feeling like you've been doing and putting in all the work and you're not seeing the results that you want to get to, listening to this podcast was the very first step for you to envision where you want to go and the things that you need to do in order for you to succeed in life. So what are you going to do? You're going to remember that you have time. You're going to look at life with the mindset of what's the best that could happen. You're going to build a strong relationship with yourself, and you're going to surround yourself with good people. You're also not going to expect anything from anyone and turn your expectations into appreciation. You're going to stop putting your happiness into external things, and you're going to accept yourself. Because when you do all of those things, you're on the right path. even when you can't see the result. Because guess what? You're living in the now. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I don't know if you can tell, but this episode got me so ramped up and excited and pumped. And I hope that I'm emanating that energy to you. I hope that you feel uplifted and good after listening to this episode. If you did, share it in your story. Share it with a friend that may need to hear this kind of stuff to uplift them and help them shift their energy. If you're feeling generous, give the podcast a rate and review to help spread the good vibes of this podcast and keep it relevant so more people can find it. Stay true to you. Just know that you're on the right path and be proud of yourself. We're all blossoming together in 2022. I love you guys so much. I hope you have an amazing day, and I will talk to you guys really soon. Bye.